WRZN 493, just wanted to say I'm monitoring, and good morning.
Well, good morning. I was just going to answer a question for Dave, and I pulled up to the Tim Hortons to get my coffee and a bagel. So let me indulge me and let me answer his question there. Yeah, what you said, what made me do it is with all, really, I can speak for almost all of us. Well, I kind of prodded some of the guys in the MI8, but I think you know I'm also a ham radio operator, and I never gave GMRS a second thought. I mean, I vaguely knew of its existence and that, and one day I was listening to the Troy repeater, and I recognized the voice. I go, wait, that's so-and-so, you know, and I knew his amateur call sign, and he was talking to, what's his name, and like there's like four or five guys, and I recognize them all. I'm like, what the hell? So I went to the website, and they typed it in. They says, you know, the $35, you know, 10 years. I'm like, oh, click. And I got my license. I said, okay, now what? And, well, with us, now what is go dig a repeater out of the, you know, out of the pile and go find a bay and, you know, and plug it in and put it on the air and get a hold of my buddy in Detroit and say, hey, Donut, you know, you got an MPR laying around or a Quantar or something like that? Yeah, he says, throw it up, do you know, go here, pay $35 and do this, and, you know, so he does, you know, and then I get a hold of my buddy, you know, in Flint and says, you know, hey, you know, go do, you know, I already got my license. And I say, yeah, well, we're doing this thing. So he does, and that's how that happened. Just kind of was all because one day I just stumbled across some guys I knew talking on Troy.